Good morning. It's March 29th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a thrilling display of skill and determination, Barcelona's women's team clinched a spot in the Women's Champions League semi-finals for the sixth consecutive year, following a decisive 3-1 victory over Brann. This triumph not only showcases their consistent excellence on the European stage, but also sets the scene for a high-stakes encounter with Chelsea in the next round. Barcelona's path to victory was paved by standout performances from Aitana Bonmati, Fridolina Rolfo and Patri Guijarro, each finding the back of the net. Bonmati's opening goal and Rolfo's close-range strike were particularly crucial, giving Barcelona the edge they needed to secure the win. This victory not only extends their impressive run in the competition, but also highlights their formidable prowess and tactical acumen. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain, PSG, also advanced to the semi-finals, setting up an all-French clash with Lyon. PSG's progression came after a win over BK Hacken, demonstrating their strength and ambition in the tournament. This sets the stage for a captivating semi-final round, with matches scheduled for April the 20th to 21st and April 27th to 28th. The final, promising to be a showcase of Europe's finest women's football, is set for May 25th at the San Mamés Stadium in Bilbao. Lyon, a powerhouse in women's football, secured their spot in the semi-finals for the 13th time with a 4-1 victory over Benfica. Their consistent performance over the years has made them a formidable force in the competition. As the semi-finals approach, both Barcelona and PSG, along with their counterparts, will be looking to leave their mark and advance to the final stage of this prestigious competition. In a historic move, France has taken a stand to eliminate hair discrimination in the workplace. This groundbreaking legislation, passed on March 28, 2024, marks France as the pioneer in recognising and combating discrimination based on hair characteristics at a national level. The bill, championed by MP Olivier Serva, received strong support from President Emmanuel Macron and his centrist Renaissance Party. It's designed to prohibit discrimination on the grounds of hair texture, length, colour or style. This legislation is not without its critics, however, as it faces opposition from right-wing and far-right senators. They argue that the bill introduces American notions of race and discrimination into French society, a contention that underscores the complexity of global cultural exchange. The law's scope is broad, offering protections for individuals across a spectrum of hair types, including blondes, redheads, and those who are bald. It particularly aims to support Black French citizens, who have historically faced challenges and prejudice due to their natural hair texture, often labelled as coarse and unruly. Proponents of the bill argue that it will empower people to embrace their natural hair without fear of retribution or stigma in professional settings. They envision a society where hair, in all its forms, is celebrated rather than scrutinised. This legislation represents a significant step towards inclusivity and acceptance, reflecting a growing awareness of and resistance to subtle forms of discrimination in society. In a world where diplomacy and international relations are more crucial than ever, former German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's unwavering support for Russian President Vladimir Putin amidst the Ukraine conflict has sparked intense debate. Despite facing criticism from his own party, the SPD, Schröder's unique position as both a friend of Putin and a political figure could present an unconventional path towards peace, or so he believes. Schröder, ousted from SPD leadership due to his controversial stance, acknowledges Russia's invasion of Ukraine as a fatal mistake. Yet he sees his personal relationship with Putin as a potential key to unlocking a negotiated solution to the ongoing crisis. Despite a failed mediation attempt in 2022, Schroeder is calling for a new government-level initiative spearheaded by France and Germany to address the conflict. The backdrop to Schroeder's diplomatic efforts is a grim one. The Ukrainian military reports shooting down the majority of Russian combat drones in a recent onslaught, highlighting the escalating tension in the region. In response, the EU has taken steps to support Ukraine, extending tariff-free food imports and participating in a joint initiative to supply ammunition. Schroeder's stance not only complicates the SPD's position, but also contrasts sharply with current German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's approach. Scholz, who has not spoken to Putin since December 2022, asserts that peace is within reach if Russia ceases its military campaign and withdraws its troops. Meanwhile, Schroeder remains focused on the potential benefits of his relationship with Putin, advocating for a new diplomatic effort to prevent further escalation, even as his previous attempts have not yielded success. This situation underscores the complex interplay of personal relationships, political affiliations, and international diplomacy in attempts to resolve one of today's most pressing conflicts. As Schroeder pushes for renewed dialogue between Europe's powers and Russia, the world watches closely, hoping for a peaceful resolution to the war in Ukraine. In a recent speech that has captured global attention, Russian President Vladimir Putin made clear statements regarding Russia's stance on the NATO alliance and the burgeoning issue of F-16 fighter jets being supplied to Ukraine. This development marks a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict, with significant implications for international relations and military strategy. Putin emphatically stated that Russia does not harbour aggressive intentions towards NATO countries. However, he issued a stark warning that the delivery of F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine would automatically make them targets for Russian forces. This declaration comes amid Ukraine's successful efforts to secure commitments from several NATO countries for these advanced aircraft, aimed at countering Russian air superiority. Further intensifying the discourse, Putin acknowledged the capability of F-16S to carry nuclear weapons, hinting at the strategic considerations this entails for Russia's military planning. He did not mince words in cautioning that Russian forces would target airfields in third countries if F-16S were deployed from these locations. The speech also touched on the logistical and operational challenges involved in deploying F-16SS to the conflict zone, raising questions about the viability of such plans. Amidst these developments, German officials are reportedly exploring avenues to support Ukraine, despite Germany's lack of F-16 jets. This situation underscores the escalating tensions and complex dynamics surrounding the potential deployment of F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, highlighting the broader implications for NATO countries, including Germany, and the delicate balance of power in the region. In a move that sparked widespread debate, Saudi Arabia's UN ambassador, Abdulaziz Al-Wasil, has been elected as the chair of the UN Commission on the Status of Women. This decision, made through acclamation in New York and backed by a group of Asian countries, has raised eyebrows given Saudi Arabia's controversial record on women's rights, including the imprisonment of women advocating for their own freedoms. Despite the country's history of women's rights violations, the appointment encountered no resistance from the 45 member countries of the Commission, igniting concerns over the body's credibility and effectiveness in championing women's rights globally. Human rights organizations and media outlets have voiced their shock and criticism over this development, highlighting the stark contrast between Saudi Arabia's practices and the Commission's mission to promote gender equality and empowerment. The lack of opposition to Saudi Arabia's chairmanship has led to calls for the nation to release women's rights activists and to grant women equal rights, underscoring the tension between the country's domestic policies and its new international role. The decision has not only prompted a re-evaluation of Saudi Arabia's position on women's rights, but has also sparked a broader conversation about the role of political agendas within the UN's approach to human rights. Critics are questioning the UN's commitment to its principles, with some suggesting that Western countries should consider cutting UN funding as a response. This incident has thrown a spotlight on the complexities of international diplomacy and the challenges in aligning national practices with global human rights standards. This has been your daily brief in EU news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.